Yeah, we'll get a game. We'll play tit-tat-toe or something.
I'm Jeff Cooper. I'm 49 as of tomorrow, and today's date is June 12th, 2007, and we're at Brook Grove Retirement Village, and I'm going to be talking to my mom. So now it's your turn, Mom.
It's your turn. Oh. My name is Constance Cooper.
And how old are you today?
I don't know.
86 today.
86, I am.
You sure are.
Gee, I don't feel that old.
And did you hear what today's date was? Today's June 12th.
Oh, all day?
2006. Yep.
2006?
Seven, sorry. So you caught me. Yeah. You're paying attention after all. And where are we today?
Scares me. I don't know. We're in an office and he's trying to find out what makes me tick.
There you go.
My clock stopped.
And what relation are you to me?
Oh, I'm your mother.
There we go.
If you don't mind me.
So we're here to talk a little bit about just things, our life and what it was like growing up and memories of yours and things like that.
You know, that's funny because I was thinking about living in Tennessee, dreamt about it last night, you know. And the boat dock.
Oh, really?
And when I lived there by myself, you know, before Ted came down?
Yep. I remember that.
Yeah. I kept going down the dock, and I saw these fish swimming down there when he came. I told him, did you see the fish we got there? He rained on my parade. He said they were, what were they?
Little bluegills.
No, no.
Oh, the shad.
The shad, yeah.
Yes.
I thought
shad.
We were, you know, he'd be happy to put his pole in the water.
Yeah, he was too particular about the fish he wanted.
Oh, shoot.
He said they're too bony.
Yeah. Well, most fish are, because I don't care for fish anyway.
But you used to feed the fish.
Oh, sure.
What did you feed them?
Breadcrumbs, cracker crumbs, whatever I have had around, you know, they'd eat anything. In fact, if you stick your finger in there, you might come up without one.
Yeah, I remember when Jenny and Jason came down, they stuck their toes in and got nibbled.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny for them.
Go good. I'm glad they had something to enjoy. Yeah. No, that was a fun life down in Tennessee, I think.
Yeah. You all worked hard down there, keeping the place clean and mowing all that 2 acres.
Yeah, I mowed all that and everything, and then some clown came along and said, why don't you hire somebody to do this? It rained on my parade.
Yeah, I seem to remember somebody saying that. Yeah, I remember you getting a boat, finally, for down there and building the dock.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, your dad was so proud of that.
You remember the name you put on it?
No, I was just trying to think of that.
Yeah, you put Jenny on it when she was first born. You named the boat Jennifer for our first daughter.
Yeah, now that you remind me, yeah. Gee, that seems like it was eons ago.
Yeah. Well, Jenny just turned 15, so that was about 15 years ago.
It's okay if I lose a little. Gee whiz.
Do you remember anything about Kentucky when you were born, living in Louisville?
No, all I remember is a great big tree in our front yard. It was a huge thing. It was probably only about this big, but it seemed like it was that big. In the front yard, we used to play hide-and-seek behind that, but we had a lot of steps that went up to the street because we lived down like in a hollow. And then next door to it were steps. We called them chicken steps. I don't know why, because they were real close together, but they ran for about an acre, clear down to some road down the end, you know, and you weren't allowed to go down there. That was a no-no. So I had to run up the steps and just stand up there and wave at everybody that went by, you know. They'd ask my mother, is that your kid standing there?
Oh. Do you remember much about your mom dressing you and what kind of clothes you wore at the time?
No, I guess I wore the best, because she wanted me to look like a little girl, and I think I turned out to be a tomboy. That was a big disappointment. But we had a lot of cherry trees. Oh, and she went away one day and left. I had two brothers, and left us at home by ourselves, and we had apple trees and cherry trees and pear trees, and I ate some green apples. And my blabbermouth brother told my mother, you know what she gave me? Castor oil.
Yuck.
I haven't eaten an apple since.
Oh. Nothing like green apples mixed with castor oil to make your day.
Yeah. But that was fun. My dad made the swings, and we had a sliding board, and he made all that stuff for the backyard.
No, I didn't know that.
And I had a little red playhouse, and it had a stage inside, and it was about this far off the ground, and I could get up there and dance and all kinds of stuff, you know, and sing.
Oh, wow, your own performance stage.
Oh, yeah. And then right next door to it was a red, and it was my daddy's tool house, and it had a dirt floor. It was a big thing, and I can remember his tools hanging in there, you know, and everything. And then there was a hollow. The bank went down on one side, you know, and that was a no-no. There was a fence down there, but if you slid down there, you ran into the fence. It was so steep, you know. So.
Wow, sounds like a hilly area you lived in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Kentucky was hilly. Is hilly. Oh. But it was a fun place. Oh, and we had a back porch my dad had added on, and he added on to it, and he sided the outside, but he didn't side the inside. And we had an Airedale dog, and she liked Limburger cheese. And we had a girl that lived with us, and she liked Limburger cheese. So she was trying to hide the Limburger cheese, and our dog Mickey would find it. And I can remember her chasing that dog around that porch. Mickey, you all come back here with my Limburger cheese. And that dog would stand and look at her, and then she'd run like heck, you know.
What a fun game.
That was funny.
Oh, that's neat.
But outside of that, My mother was very particular about how I dressed and how my hair was cut and everything. And my father was a very sweet man, real tall, thin. I'm just like him.
Yes. You are thin. What did he do for a living?
Oh, he sold livestock. He'd go to the different towns. He'd go to Richmond, Indiana, and different stockyards, and he'd grade all the cattle and buy them and sell them. Then he'd come home with a bunch of tickets, and they were sheets of paper, you know, and he'd write down the prices of what he paid for them and how much money he made and all that kind of stuff. And the dining room table was all littered, and I can remember my grandmother, she'd have a fit. She'd clean that house up, and it was spitless. And my dad would come home on Saturday night, throw back the lace tablecloth, and lay down all these papers and stuff. And she'd get so upset, you know. And that kind of upset him, you know. After all, it was his house.
Yeah.
But boy, after she moved in, wow. But it was funny, though. But he, and if you ever wanted to talk to Daddy or anything, you went down to the dining room table and interrupted him, you know, and if you wanted to tell him anything or something, well, he'd have to put a check mark or something, what it was doing, pay attention to us kids. Of course, I had two brothers.
Okay.
And it was, you know, real interesting life. Got everything I wanted, my bicycle for Christmas, and always getting a new dress, and my mother was very good about taking me shopping. She loved, you know, I think she thought I was a doll, but I think I was a big disappointment. I turned out to be tall and lanky and thin. She wanted a cute little... Well, you can't have everything, can you?
No, no. Do you remember the names of your brothers?
Oh, yeah, Kenton and Lionel.
Okay.
Kenton passed away. He was in the service, and he got some kind of a disease or something. Stood too close to one of the elephants, I think. He was injured. And my other brother was a sailor. And I'll never forget, he wore those white pants, and they were, you know...
Like a bell-bottom.
Bell-bottom. And my mother would wash them and press them. And he'd stand on a chair and jump in his pants so he wouldn't mess them up. And I used to stand there and wait for him to miss those pants, and he never did. I could see him falling on his face.
And you were waiting just in case.
Yeah, but he never missed his pants.
So that was Lionel. Did you have a younger brother that didn't live very long? Is that, do I remember that correctly?
Well, I guess I had, there was one, Miles, and he died real young.
Okay. You don't remember anything about that?
No, because that was, you know, when I was real little.
Okay.
But outside that, it was, Daddy was very good to us. We got our bicycles for Christmas and birthday parties and...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, always had a birthday party and a Halloween party. Oh, we had a Halloween party. And because my father was in the livestock business, he'd get... eyes that belonged to the cattle and liver and hearts. And my mother would tell this story, you know, and she'd say, and they passed her eyes around, and she'd pass these eyes around, and the dumb kids didn't know they were real eyes, you know, and I got to them, and I wanted to throw them at her because I knew what they were. Oh, my daddy built me a playhouse, and because I liked to act, he put a stage in it so I could dance and sing. And you hear my voice is beautiful.
Yeah.
And dance and sing and everything, you know. Yeah.
Well, I know you had some tap shoes, and I know Jenny has your old ballet shoes.
Yeah. I think she's got my tap shoes, too.
She very well may, yes.
Yeah, she does. Might You're have, because right. I don't have those. They're not those, but they're a little bit later. Some clown took my other ones.
You're wondering, you were the ones when you were little? So do you remember school at all? What that was like?
Oh, I don't remember all of it, but I remember one of the earlier grades, and I had a teacher by the name of Mrs. Delano, and she wore a long black dress and a black apron. And when she'd go to the blackboard and write on the blackboard, that dress did not stay black.
All that white chalk on it.
Yeah, I could never understand why she'd wear that black dress. But she was strict. And I was left-handed. And you did not write left-handed. And she and I almost came to blows. Because my mother had told me I could write left-handed. And Mrs. Delano said, "No, Miss Sanders, you cannot write left-handed." Well, it's a wonder she didn't have a black eye, because, boy, I got tired of hearing that.
That would have to be be a little frustrating because you're very left-handed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and through later years, we got that straightened out.
Was she your teacher for just 1 year?
Yes, thank God.
And the other teachers were okay with you writing left-handed?
Oh, yeah, because my mother straightened them out.
Good for her. Can't imagine where you got your personality from.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the classroom looked like? And what kind of desks you sat in?
Do I remember what?
What the classroom looked like? Was it a one-room schoolhouse? Was it many rooms in a school?
Well, it weren't too many. We just alternate rooms, you know. But it was fun outside. We played at recess, and we played in the dirt. And we had a lot of trees, and we'd draw, make houses, and dig in the dirt and stuff like that. And I'd come home looking, you know. My mother said, I sent you to school clean.
She expected you back that way.
Yeah. She couldn't depend on me. Yeah, but life was, you know, it was fun.
Well, at some point you moved from Louisville.
Yeah.
And where'd you go?
Went to Dayton, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember the house there?
Oh, yeah, a two-story white house. We lived in that for a long time.
So that was with Lionel and Kenton and you and your mom and dad?
Yeah. Yeah, my younger brother died when he was real young, Miles.
Okay.
I don't know whether he had the croup or what, you know. That was what babies got then.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that went on at those times.
Pardon?
There was a lot of those diseases that they couldn't help children with back in those days.
That
was probably, what, 1930 probably moved? You were in Kentucky about 10 years, maybe?
Gee, I don't know. Okay. Who's counting? You're having fun.
Do you remember high school at all?
Oh, sort of.
Did you go to a prom or anything like that?
Oh, probably. It's funny, I was thinking about that. Our homeroom was in the auditorium, and we had special seats. And we sat there in the morning, you know, instead of going to a homeroom class. That was our homeroom, and they took attendance and stuff like that, you know. There was one cute fellow that sat in front of me. Oh, was he sharp. I finally got a date with him.
You did, huh?
I dated about every boy in school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and there was a little fat Jewish boy. He was the sweetest thing. And I went out on a date with him, and he was a gentleman. But I was thinking about this. I got to tell you, we had when I was in the sorority, we had a house mother. And, oh, my God, she was a tyrant. And she had to meet everybody you went out with. And the boy came with a coupe, and there were four of you to sit in the coop, you know, because there's only one seat. You had to take a piece of newspaper because you had to sit on his lap.
I see.
And, you know, I never could figure that out for the longest time. And my mother never said anything. I don't know whether I told her or not. Maybe I was afraid to. Maybe she wouldn't let me go out on a date. I don't know. But I had a roommate. And, boy, she'd been around the block. She dated everybody. Well, the first day we went to college, why, Dorothy and I walked around the square past all the Phi Delta house and the frat houses, you know, and everything. She'd wave at all the boys, and I wanted to hide behind her. Oh, she dated every boy there, even one of the professors.
Oh, wow.
She passed English, and, oh, that was a horrible course. But she got an A.
She's got an A, huh? Sounds like she wasn't too shy.
No. She sat in the front row of every class, so I don't have to tell you anything about that. You know, at that time we all wore dresses. So Dorothy had she was a twin. She had a twin brother. and she and her brother were pretty sharp. Her parents, oh, and she, when we went to college, she roomed with me because her mother thought that if she roomed with me, she'd stay out of trouble.
Oh, I see.
Well, back then, I, you know, you had no problem with me. I was a good little girl. My halo blew a fuse later, but... Well, that's enough of that.
Do you remember which college it was?
Yeah, I went to Wittenberg College.
Wittenberg. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, it was outside of, in Ohio, outside of Columbus, I think.
Oh, okay.
Small town.
Interesting.
Small town college. Hard as heck. As if this is college, forget it. Because I wasn't the brightest thing on the block.
Did you graduate from college?
Oh, no. I didn't go back the second year.
Really? You just did 1 year?
Yeah.
You remember why?
No. No. Maybe I flunked out. I don't know. I don't remember. That's water over the dam.
Well, what'd you do after that? After college?
Oh, I went to the YMCA and took a stenographer's course.
Okay.
And learned how to type as if I didn't know and everything.
Oh, did you already know how to type?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Did they teach that in school?
And, yeah.
Typing?
And so then I got a job. I went to the YMCA, I think, or YWCA, I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Same difference. And they got jobs, and they got me a job at a beverage company, taking shorthand. I could write longhand faster than I could take shorthand.
Do you know which beverage company it was?
No, they were out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Wagner.
Oh.
Wagner Beverage Company. I don't think they're in business anymore.
Don't know.
Well, they might still be in Dayton, but they just worked out of Cincinnati and worked out of the Dayton area, you know. But I'll never forget the bosses that come down and go through my files and see if I'd been calling anybody and how many beverages I'd sold and this and that, you know. And it was old men. I got so mad at them.
Did you actually have to sell beverages?
Oh, sure. I called on the phone.
Oh, really?
Cold calls. Yeah.
Were you calling companies to sell it to or individual
people?
No,
individuals.
Oh, really?
Houses. Oh, yeah. I sold more club soda, more of those people drank, boy.
Make a list of where all the good parties would be.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I was no dummy. Because I got a bonus, you know, if I sold so much and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd ask, if I'd get the fellow on the phone, I'd ask him if he's going to have a party lately. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. But when the fellas came down from Cincinnati, I had to act like a lady. And I had to like act like I know what I was doing, you know.
Yeah, that always helps.
Yeah, but I still sold a lot of beverages.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that. So that was your first job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got it. The YMCA got it for me. Because I went to night school there, or went to school there, I don't remember. Maybe I went swimming.
So what did you do for the next job? Because at some point
you moved on. Oh, did I have another job?
Well, you met Dad at some point, so I'm not sure where that fit in.
Oh. Yeah, I met him at Sheffield.
Yeah. Right.
I worked in the design room with 150 men. Oh, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. course, there I am, innocent as a babe. And, oh, there's one fellow there just used to kid the life out of me, you know. And I didn't dare go home and say anything to my mother and dad, you know. So I had a friend, and she was very smart. And the one with the brother, you know. And so she'd enlighten me, you know, so I could answer some of these guys back. So finally they got so they'd leave me alone, they wouldn't kid me, you know, because they thought I was stupid, and they found out I had learned from my friend.
You studied at home, huh?
Yeah. Well, you're learning a lot about me you didn't know.
Yeah.
Let's
sure
cut
am.
This off.
Hearing all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So eventually you met my dad somehow.
Yeah, I met him in the design room.
Okay.
There at...
One of many men in there. How did he win you out?
150 men. I don't know. He was the only one with a brain, I think. The rest of them... One guy was so busy telling me dirty jokes. Oh, I had a hard time not slapping him in the face. He thought I was stupid, you know. Well, he was teaching me a lot.
Yeah, learn as you go.
Yeah, but that's where I met him. And then they moved me out of there. I guess I was getting too familiar with the boys. I don't know. And I became a receptionist. That was fun. Had to take everybody through the plant, you know.
Oh, give them tours or just take them in?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember going on any dates with Ted?
Well, I kind of have to pick him out of it.
I see.
I went on a date with a little Jewish boy. Oh, we went in his coupe. And there were four of us, and I had to sit on this fellow's lap. Did I tell you about this? And we had, well, I'll tell him, he'll get a kick out of this. And so I had, or did I tell it once? I told it once.
The newspaper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to sit on a piece of newspaper. Oh, she was awful.
You had to watch your shoes shine in those days, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Make sure your shoes were shined. But she didn't like you to wear patent leather shoes. I won't go any further with that. She was a terrible... I learned more from her, and I wasn't supposed to learn anything at all.
Do you remember going out to play golf with Dad? You remember one of your first dates? Didn't he ask you to go play golf? And you had to borrow your dad's golf clubs?
Yeah, I think he did. And I made a complete ass of myself, I think. I'm surprised he didn't say, "You're supposed to play golf."
I remember you telling me you showed up with these wooden-sticked clubs.
Oh, yeah. My dad's clubs, because I didn't have any clubs. Wooden shaft. And they were my dad's golf clubs. And I showed up with those.
What did my dad think of that?
Well, he was beginning to wonder about me. He's wondering what he had a hold of. So I explained to him I didn't have any, and those were my dad's.
Had you played golf before then?
No.
Oh, so you just said, "Sure, I play golf, and I'll figure it out as I go."
Oh yeah, I mean, any way to get a date. I mean, well, there's a line.
I see. Well, you ended up being a pretty good golfer later on.
Well, compared to what? Not Babe Dietrichson or, you know, Patty Berg, but...
You did all right.
I try.
So you guys ended up getting married. That was... You got married on your birthday. I remember that.
I did?
Yeah. December 11th was your anniversary and your birthday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
You remember anything about the wedding? How you dressed?
Oh, we had suits made alike, tailored. Because I didn't want to spend the money on a wedding dress. And so I said, let's have suits made alike. And but my hat was beautiful, blue, and had a beautiful veil on it and everything, you know. I mean, I went part way.
Had the hat and veil and a suit. What color was the suit?
It was brown with white flecks in it.
Interesting. Did you go on a honeymoon?
Oh, yeah, that was during the war. We went to Columbus, Ohio, to a hotel and spent the night. Outside of that.
So I know you joined the, you moved to Illinois at some point.
When did I what?
You moved to Illinois at some point. And then you went to the Itasca Country Club. I know you played a lot of golf there.
Yeah, well, Ted was transferred to Illinois. And we moved in this little town of Itasca. And that was no bigger than a minute. Oh, that was fun. Knowing anything but the golf club, you know, I didn't know one end of the golf club from the other. Boy, I joined the golf club. My dad thought, what in the world is she doing? I told him I was trying, Dad.
Yeah. So you guys spent some time there, and then you moved to Palatine, and then you had me after about, oh, I don't know what, 17 years you were married?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the only child.
Yeah, I quit while I was ahead.
You remember anything about me growing up that was interesting?
Oh, teaching you to ride a bicycle and dressing you and buying your Christmas presents.
Yeah.
And teaching you about Santa Claus. And, oh, that was a whole new world. And then we bought that house, had a swimming pool.
Yes.
And we taught you how to swim in spite of me.
Yeah, you weren't much for swimming, were you?
No, I didn't like the water. I didn't care for it. Your daddy taught you most of the things you knew. Yeah. Let's see, when did I get, oh. Then when we moved to Illinois, I was trying to think, I can remember Christmas morning in the basement. He said, oh, I got another Christmas present for you. He said, shut your eyes. And he brings out this little collie pup and sets it down on the floor. And I looked around. I said, where's my Christmas present? He said, there it is. I said, oh. And that really threw him for a loop, you know. Because it was a registered, you know, and he'd gone to the place to get it and everything. But she had to meet me. She wouldn't sell that dog until she'd met me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she knew what he was like. But just because he was even-tempered, you know, I could have been an old witch. And she didn't want her collie pups with an old witch. So I met her, and I guess I passed muster. So
you could keep the puppy.
I got to keep the puppy.
And
oh,
that was Kim.
Yeah. Grew up to be a beautiful collie pup. Smart as a whip. Of course, I taught him everything he knew.
I see.
Outside that, it's been a wonderful life.
Good. What do you think your biggest accomplishment was?
Having you.
Well, thank you. That worked out pretty well.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, now Now you can take over for your old lady.
That's great.
It's nice. That's why I had him, you know. I'm no dummy.
What was Dad's name?
Pardon?
What was Dad's name?
Vaught. V-A-U-G-H-T.
Your dad, yep. And your mom's name?
Emma. E-M-M-A.
And what was Ted's given name? His real name.
Oh, Theodore.
No, Marion.
Huh?
Marion.
Oh, Marion. I forgot those.
Yeah, never used it very much.
Gosh, no, I could have shot his mother.
He was always confused with a woman's name.
Yeah, I don't know what her problem was. Well, she wasn't very well educated, you know. Her husband, Ted's father, was supposed to be very educated, you know. He thought. Well, that's enough of that foolishness.
Do you remember our trip out west snowmobiling that one winter in Yellowstone? You remember putting the snowmobiles on the train and going out west?
You know what? I was dreaming of that because I was watching skiing and I saw the snowmobiles, you know, and I thought of that, the train ride and our snowmobiles on the train, you know, and going out to Arizona, and it showed these people driving around this one barn out there, you know, to remind me. And then when I saw those trees about this high sticking out of the ground, you know, and I thought, what kind of a forest is this? When I realized it was the top of a tree and how deep the snow was,
yeah,
I got a lot of respect for that place.
Yeah, Wyoming had a lot of snow, about 20 feet at the time.
Yeah, but it was so nice, though. Excuse me, it wasn't too cold. And I thought it was real nice.
Yeah, it was pretty sunny out there.
Well, let's come back to Earth.
Okay. So how are you doing now? You're in the assisted living here.
Well, I'm doing everybody I can, boy.
Are you enjoying not having to cook for yourself? And
no. No. I miss cooking.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. But I change my own bed and I make my own bed. And a lot of the girls, you know, they have to have their beds made for them and so forth. So I do everything for myself.
You still iron?
It's a no-no. Yeah, if they knew I had an iron in my room, they'd take it away.
Oh, well, we won't tell anybody.
Yeah. Well, they've walked over, you know, now I live over where the old people live.
Oh, yes.
I moved over to that house. And when I lived in the other one, people walked in and out of my room and watched me iron, and nobody said anything. But there, they've got a list of things, you know. I know where my curling iron is. They took that away. Yeah, they did leave my hair dryer.
Well, good. Dry hair is important.
Yeah, I guess I'm not supposed to wash because they got a beauty shop there and you're supposed to use a beauty shop. But I'll be damned if I'm going to pay her to wash my hair when I can do it myself, you know. Well, that's ridiculous. Money doesn't grow on trees.
No, that it doesn't.
Got to stop someplace.
Well, this has been great. You've given me some interesting stories that I didn't know about. Some I'd forgotten. Like your playhouse with the stage.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like that
but
was
But I didn't fun. Have anybody to play with, though.
Oh, really? No neighbors in the area?
No young kids, no. They thought I was, you know, nobody wanted to dance on a stage.
You just didn't have enough little girls around.
No. No, I grew up with my two brothers, or my one brother at least, you know. And mostly boys. I got along with boys just fine.
It sounds like it.
Oh, yeah, they'd do whatever I wanted. girls I had trouble with.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I think that's enough of this silliness.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for being here.